From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Washington Post has reported a fractious phone call between U.S. President Donald Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Phil Mercer takes a look.
Australian officials have confirmed that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and U.S. President Donald Trump had a robust conversation over the weekend that was shorter than expected. The Washington Post has reported that Trump accused the Australian leader of seeking to export the next Boston bombers to America. The United States struck the refugee accord with Canberra last November. It could see up to 1,250 migrants from Australia's offshore camps be resettled in the US once they pass US vetting. Many are from Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
There were attacks in eastern Ukraine Thursday, the fifth day of renewed fighting between government troops and Russian-backed rebels. Two Ukrainian soldiers were killed overnight, 10 were wounded. The rebels say one of their fighters was killed. The sound of shelling was heard from the direction of the town of Avgivka. American United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley condemned what she called Russia's aggressive actions in eastern Ukraine and warned that the U.S. sanctions would remain on Russia until the Crimean Peninsula is returned to Ukraine. She called for an end to the fighting. The U.S. Treasury Department announced Thursday that it is easing some restrictions on business transactions with Russia's security service, the FSB, despite cyber sanctions put in place by former President Barack Obama. The White House says the move does not mean the U.S. is easing sanctions on Russia. This is VOA News. A Pentagon spokesman is denying reports that U.S. warships have fired cannons and rockets at al-Qaeda militants in Yemen's southern coastal area. Yemeni officials say attacks have been going on for 5 days. Colombia's second-largest rebel group, the National Liberation Army, turned a captive former congressman over to a humanitarian commission Thursday. The release of the captive was a key condition for the start of peace talks. At the same time, the government released two jailed rebels. Peace talks are set to begin next week in Ecuador, but no one is expecting a quick agreement. European Union heads of state meet in Malta Friday for a summit that will focus on curbing migration from Libya. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Ahead of the summit, European leaders have warned the bloc faces multiple threats, and topping the list is the continuing flow of migrants from Libya. Council President Donald Tusk met Libyan Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj Thursday and pledged Europe support.
Now it is time to close down the route from Libya to Italy.
European officials insist the flow of migrants can be stopped with coordinated action. Analysts say agreeing and implementing a deal with the numerous rival power bases in Libya will be extremely challenging. Henry Ridgewell, London.
New Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke to employees for the first time Thursday, saying he will adopt principles of accountability, honesty, and respect to ensure agency operates in the most productive and most efficient way possible.
I know this was a hotly contested election, and we do not all feel the same way about the outcome. Each of us is entitled to the expression of our political beliefs, but we cannot let our personal convictions overwhelm our ability to work as one team.
Tillerson spoke the same week a memo was signed by nearly 1,000 State Department officials expressing opposition to President Donald Trump's recent order to temporarily ban travelers from 7 countries. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said Thursday the Trump administration is committed to strengthening relations with South Korea in the face of what he called the provocations that country faces from North Korea. Mattis spoke alongside South Korea's prime minister. Mattis's trip also includes a stop in Japan. Here's the latest on the confirmation process to fill President Trump's cabinet. A U.S. Senate committee, voting with only Republicans attending, has voted to send to the full Senate the nomination of Scott Pruitt to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. And Congressman Mick Mulvaney moved closer Thursday to confirmation as the White House budget director. 2 committees approved his nomination by votes along party lines. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.